This is the place where sports opinions collide dead in 365. Hear what you got, Shelton J. Man, I'm just sitting at home today chilling, man, watching these games. Shout out to the Pelicans for the win. Shout out to the Boston Celtics for the win. Hate that Devin Booker went down. Steve Nash can't coach, et cetera, et cetera. But I got a little bit of different things on my mind other than basketball right now. I don't know if you've been following my Panthers, but as of Wednesday, the Carolina Panthers made a decision to terminate the contract agreement that they had with York County and my hometown, which is Rock Hill, South Carolina, and building this new super public facility. So it was really, for those who don't know, it was really merging the two states, South Carolina, North Carolina, in conjunction with the Carolina Panthers. And it was huge that we got this done. I thought that this was an amazing thing for my hometown. It's an amazing thing for my city, for my state, for both states. It was just a huge agreement. And the reason that it fell through is Carolina is saying that the city of Rock Hill failed to meet their obligations on the financial end of it. Rock Hill said that that's not true. So they're kind of going back and forth, and they terminated the agreement. And when I first heard the news, I was so upset, man, I lost my mind. I'm like, you know, because it's been one, I mean, I don't know if you've been paying attention to me on the show, but it's been one thing after the next with my Panthers. First, bringing in Sam Darnold and releasing Teddy Bridgewater, which I'm not saying I'm mad about Teddy, but I'm definitely mad about Sam Darnold. And y'all know that. I've been saying that since the beginning, even after the 3-0 start. I told you I don't like Sam. I didn't want Sam. Here we're having talks of Baker. And that's even worse. The two most hated quarterbacks, in my opinion, for me, both rumored to come to my team. Is just, that's devastating for a person like me. Some of the other moves that they made, I've supremely questioned. I don't understand David Tepper and his thoughts. I was so happy when we got him to come to town. I figured, you know, he would be a pleasant change, but it's been nothing but bad decision after bad decision, man. It's just been awful. The hiring of Matt Rhule, I didn't want Rhule. I didn't want none of that stuff here. To keep him on another year when he should have been fired and give him that big contract, I just didn't understand none of these moves that Tepper's making. But this right here, this kind of messed me up, man. And it really, really bothered me. So I don't know whether they're supposed to, both sides are agreeing to sit down and talk. They have not done it yet, although they're saying that they will. But there are a lot of depressed folks in South Carolina right now, in Rock Hill, South Carolina, including myself. Hopefully we'll get this resolved. We get back on the right track. My Panthers can get back right. We're going to keep Matt. We're going to fire Matt Rhule. We're going to get rid of Sam Darnold. We're not going to sign Baker Mayfield. Hopefully we'll get in one of these young quarterbacks. Willis, I really like the kid from Cincinnati. I really would love to have him. If we do that, I'll be fine. Now, if we sign Pickett, which I'm not really a fan of from Pitt, I ain't going to be too happy with that either. But, and that would be the, if we bring in Baker, that's the straw that breaks the camel's back. I'm going to let this one ride. I'm going to step away. But hopefully that won't have to happen. But as far as this facility, when y'all get a chance, check that out, man. It's an interesting story. But hopefully we can get that worked out and get it back on track and get the Panthers in Rock Hill where they belong. Once again, man, like, subscribe, share, hit your boys up, man. Anything y'all want us to talk about, any questions you want to ask us, please do. We appreciate the support. Thank y'all so much. And I'll see you next time. Peace.